T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, this is Monique.
And this is Sydney.
And you're tuned into Monique and Sydney's
Open Relationship.
It's going to be the type of conversations that normally we're afraid to have out loud. Is it okay to be gay? Friends, how many of us have them? Mother and daughters, is it always all bad? The mind's like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open. That's what's up.
Welcome back to another episode of Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship. I am Monique.
And I'm Sydney.
And today we are going to be discussing, what we talking about, Daddy?
Prostitution, the other white meat. Is it good or is it bad?
Is it good or is it bad? Prostitution. Come on. Why are we talking about prostitution?
Well, this topic has come up again and again. That's right up there with the marijuana. And you hear folks talking on a daily basis about what's wrong, what's right, the whole nine. It's out of sight. And you say to yourself, what is it about prostitution that makes it the oldest profession in the world? People say it's bad. But for something to last that long, is it possible that it may be some good to it? We will be exploring the question.
Prostitution, we're going to talk about it. Is it good? Is it bad? Is what you have in between your legs yours to do with what you choose to, or should it be governed by somebody else? Prostitution. And are there any prostitutes watching right now? And what do you feel about it? And does all prostitutes have the same story? Is it all downtrodden? Is everybody selling their sell pussy? Do they sell it because they had bad backgrounds? Because I know some pussy sellers, and they didn't have bad backgrounds. They just like to have sex, and they said, why not get paid for it? So, you know, we're going to talk about it today.
Just have sex. What are your thoughts in reference to prostitution? Do you feel that it is something that should be legalized, illegal? What are your thoughts?
Well, I never understood how it was illegal, because that's yours. That's just like you telling me I can't use my mouth.
Oh,
that's almost like you saying, well, you know what? We have to govern what you say out of your mouth. And now we'll charge you or either lock you up if you should say something out your mouth that we don't approve of. So you say, what's the difference between my mouth and my ass?
Oh,
it's still mine. And if I choose to say, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is my profession. And I don't see where I'm breaking any laws, where I'm committing any crimes, just based off of somebody else's opinion of what they think I should or shouldn't be doing. So I am 100% for prostitution being legalized. I really am. I've been to places where it is legal, and the crime rates ain't crazy. So, you know, I'm one to raise my hand and say legalize prostitution.
That message was by Monique, and she completely supports it. Gotcha. I think we are under the same mindset, because you can open up a store and sell lemon, apple, cherry pie. Why can't you sell a little of that pussy pie? Why can't you sell a little bit of that pussy pie? Be just as hot, just as fresh, just as good.
Why not?
And when was the last time you heard somebody out there illegally slinging pies? When the last time you heard somebody abducting a baker to get him to bake a goddamn pie? When's the last time you heard someone trafficking in Enzo the baker to illegally bake some goddamn pies? When?
I've never heard of it.
And the reason why is because the shit is legal. How many people you heard then got brought over illegally from a different country here? They abducted to sell what? Coochie. Couche. Is that French?
Right. Like, you tried to be fancy with it. Did we freeze up on if we didn't freeze up? Right. You tried to get fancy with it. Coochie.
Coochie. So you begin to say to yourself, if you can sell these things because you've come up with the ingredients, you've been giving the ingredients, all of them, to whether it be because you said that's like charging for your mouth. That could be used in the art of prostitution as well as your ass, in which you so eloquently spoke about just a moment ago. So it's if it's yours to utilize, and we see there is no bakers being arrested, mm-hmm. maybe that would reduce the need to take women and abduct them and put them into prostitution rings. Because now, if we change the laws, people would have an opportunity to tax these wonderful citizens through, I could say, their gestures of sexuality could be considered almost altruistic, if you will. They're givers to the community.
That's what they are.
They're givers. And they should not, in my humble opinion, be taken away from and be ostracized because they're givers to the community. Think about it this way. Imagine, even when they got older and you lasted 20, 30 years selling coochie for the government, there would be programs for schooling. There could be opportunities that the regular tax citizen would pay. And just think about the level of fidelity in relationships. They would know that you are not trying to start a relationship with, what is her name, down at the prostitution hall. They know that. They know for $250,000, $350,000, $500,000, because they probably have top tier. They had a low tier, and then they got the higher tier. Okay? Whatever you choose, that's what you choose, and then you keep it moving, mama. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, somebody said that they would have to charge taxes. Yeah, that's the whole point. Tax that ass. Like, nobody's saying don't do it, but mm-hmm. it would keep more women alive. It would keep more of us young women stop getting off of buses. Then you got to worry about what's called a pimp picking her up. So it's like, yeah, we're not tripping on that. Put taxes on it. Because when you do go to countries and you go to places like Amsterdam and you see how they get down and you see the crime rate is little to none, but marijuana is legal, prostitution is legal. When you go to those places where they're like, listen, we're not going to try to take away your right. And that's really your right. I mean, when you... As I'm thinking about it right now, if you're a person and you say, you know what, I like somebody sucking my thumb. I don't like sucking my thumb, but I like somebody else sucking my thumb. Yeah. It just does something for me. And I'm willing to pay somebody $75 to suck my thumb. Is that a crime? So if the police should come and we're sitting on a park bench and I got my thumb in somebody else's mouth, have I committed a crime? Like, it has something just gone wrong. So what's the difference between my thumb and a dick?
Well, that goes under the category of stop asking questions you already know the answer to. You know the difference.
One or the other, they've still been still in your mouth. And hopefully they ain't both the same size. Because then if it is, goddamn it, refund them. Refund them.
Well, see, here's the best part about it.
And then you have, okay, what tier will they be on?
Well.
Because prostitution goes both ways.
And I forgot about that. It sure does. I was only just thinking about it from the vaginal standpoint. But you're right,
no,
love.
No, but I'm saying in reference to, because oftentimes when you think prostitution, you see where it's just women.
Right.
But they're male prostitutes.
Exactly.
As well.
I forgot
and
about that.
So I'm clear about what I'm saying. No, I don't think a young girl, 16 years old, no, please let me be clear about that. I think that it should only be legal with consenting adults, with people that say, I am old enough to make this decision and this choice. We're not saying no baby that you get from somewhere and she has no idea what she's doing. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about a woman that goes and fills out an application.
Right. Not Cookie that just decide, I'm going to sell some coochie today because Cookie don't clean up.
Right.
So somebody just said, that's how you can get AIDS. Here's the thing. You're right. By getting somebody off the street and not legalizing it is how you can. But if you do it from a government standpoint, these women are tested. They have contraception. It is all above board, and it creates a safe haven for what's not going to stop. It's the equivalent of, why are you going to have somebody go to jail because they use heroin? They use heroin. That's what they use. As opposed to focusing in on somebody who's saying, listen, this heroin that I got between my legs because it get niggas is that crack I got. That crack I got. Okay, I'm going to sell it legal. This little light of mine, listen, I'm going to let it shine.
I'll get it.
Okay, so when they choose to do that and it's all above board, you've got taxpaying citizens.
Yes.
You got women who are in a safe environment who came into that life under their own want, willingness to do so. It lends a level of respectability to what they are doing, as it should be, because who are we to decide what someone's energy should be dedicated towards in life? You want to be a florist? She wants to fuck. Okay?
They're both flowers.
They're both nice and flowery and can smell wonderful under the right circumstances.
And if it goes wrong, they both can give a different aroma.
And both circumstances. Was it Bret Michaels that say every rose has its thorn? I guess so. But at the end of the day, we are providing adults with an opportunity to do what it is that they want to do. And for those that think that is wrong, we know we won't see your ass down at the red light district now, will we?
What the? And people
did
say,
did you just talk in tongues?
What? No.
Okay.
They say, well, why not just be a porn star? Well, there are some porn stars that are wonderful at what they do. And there are some people that say, you know what, I don't want to be a porn star. I just want to do this. And I think, again, that comes back to judging and putting labels on it. You know, when, again, I've known some sisters that then sold it. And then you have to ask yourself this question. Have you ever had a date? And at the end of the date, y'all slept together. And then when he was getting ready to go, he left you a couple dollars on the nightstand. Now, what was that? Was that just him, you know what, I'm going to cover your cable bill? What we call that?
Wait a minute. You just set the bar a little high. Okay. And that's okay. Because you were thinking from a classy type of standpoint. How about this? Are there any young ladies out there that would not ever consider hoeing by any means nor stretch of the imagination? You just give it away for free. Because what happened was you went out for dinner and he gave you no money. You were just fed and you felt like, listen, I'm going to sleep with him because I like him and I need me some right now. Now, ironically, the dick was no good. Let's just take it to the worst, okay? The dick was no good. You walked away with dinner, no dollars, and no good dick. Now, let's look at the prostitution on the other hand. Not only was she fed, okay, not only did she get the dollars, she was happy that it was only over in 5 minutes because that was what you call quick love. Yeah. Quick love, and then it's over. So think about the dynamics, because we're criticizing individuals for saying, I'm gonna need my paper for that. And you saying, how dare you not just give it away for free? And at Nerdiction, you're right. It's not love. It's just lust. That's exactly right.
It ain't got to be love or lust. It could just be what it is, fucking. Like, it's working.
No. The person who would be pursuing the person paying for the prostitution is obviously prostitute, is lusting after the prostitute.
Oh, that's how I interpret
okay, it. So it's like, yes. And what the prostitute is saying, that I realize that they're going to lust at me because if you look at me, I'm tasty. And I'm putting my wares out to be tasted.
Okay. Ow.
How many of you have gone fishing and actually put no bait on the end of the hook? They just put the hook in wanting a fish. The fish said, do you see this lazy motherfucker? He ain't even going to put no bait on. Man, just pull his shit down and then go. Okay? So she's baiting the situation by saying, listen, I'm attractive. I'm going to utilize what I have because I would be interested in being lusted after so I can get these chips. Because I ain't got no time to be going to no goddamn job sitting in front of no computer answering no goddamn phone.
Prostitution, we talking about it. Is it good? Is it bad? What you believe?
What do you believe?
Do you believe what belongs to you? You can do with what you choose
Come
to?
Come on.
What do you believe? And someone said, please define prostitution. Well, the definition I've always known prostitution to be is if you sell sex for money. That's what I've only known it to be. So I don't know any other definition because you keep saying we have yet to define prostitution. Now, if there's another definition for it, please share it because, you know, we're unaware of it.
That's all we know.
But that's
just
the definition
that's it.
That we know. And again, this is the kind of conversations that we oftentimes don't want to have because we've been told how bad, how dirty, how sinful, how this, how that it is. And when you actually get in the midst of it and you talk to a sister or a brother who says, as I met this woman at one of the shows in the past couple months, and she stood up and she looked absolutely dynamic. And she says, let me tell you something. Because I use what I sit on, every house I have, I own. Because I use what I sit on, my children are in private school. Because I use what I sit on, I don't owe nobody nothing. And that sister stood up and I said, please walk up here so you can show your goods. Because we want you to let you get your promotions on.
Get it.
So the people can see you if they should want to purchase anything. Well, at the end of the night, women were going up to that woman wanting her email address and her phone number, wanting to know where can they sign up.
Where?
Because to see that woman, you would think attorney. You would think businesswoman. You would not think at all prostitute for what we think it is.
Right.
But she proudly stood up and with no shame, no embarrassment, and was just, was a beautiful sister. And said, because I use what I, man, I applauded it.
And at Audrey Hart says, isn't it demoralizing? Well, here's the thing. It can be if you are not trying to portray yourself as the prostitute and then Jonathan decides he wants to leave $35 after y'all sleep, because the insulting part was not that he left the money, but it was the amount of money that Jonathan left for you, which was $35. So that could be demoralizing, okay? But if you are interested in being a prostitute and they leave the appropriate amount of finances for you, then what could be demoralizing about that? Because someone earlier had made mention about being a porn star. And I often wondered, how come at the end of the sexual scene, when he's at the height of his satisfaction, he decides that he wants to take his manhood and then dump it on the side of her jaw?
No.
But she does.
No.
I've seen it before.
Well,
I have watched it. The very thing.
Ow.
That, what is that good brother who we were on, he was on the Monique show? The gentleman sing gospel, that's my brother, Kirk Franklin. My man said to you, listen, I had to throw my shit away. And then you said to him, listen, why didn't you just give that shit to me?
Okay.
Don't throw it away. So what I've seen in my life was that these things have happened. And the young lady on the movie, she didn't look demoralized, though that I did see someone that did. I've seen them both, so it can go either way. But all of this is to say, I believe someone said earlier, to each his own, okay? So if you don't want to be a prostitute and you're forced into it, it would seem more likely that you would feel demoralized by the situation, which is what is being set up for right now by it being illegal. Young ladies, young men are being taken advantage of because and being demoralized because it is legal. But the moment you legalize it and you can go somewhere specifically, why you got to go off into the cut and risk getting caught up in some bad situation where you can go right there and get you a good clean girl? You get your good clean girl down at the government and you can have an array of them. You can have a slew of them, all ethnicities, if you so choose. And you know for sure the government didn't take them, cover their mouth up, and say, you've got to sell coochie on behalf of the government.
Right. So that's what we're talking about today, y'all. We're talking about prostitution. Is it good? Is it bad? What you think about it? And
they get to keep their money.
Come on, what's the definition?
Just what you said. The practice or occupation of engaging in sexual activity with someone for payment.
There it is. And at Eternal Trav says it's not for everyone, though. Neither is Big Macs, okay? Nothing is for everyone. But if what we're talking about, if you are interested in being a what we call a prostitute, then I would say this is a wonderful thing that you should not be disallowed to do because people are saying morally it's wrong. Morally, it's wrong for you.
Talk about it.
To do this. But if we make it morally, it's wrong to abduct someone and take them and force them into this life. And when we see this, then is it morally wrong to know that if, or what is more morally wrong, if you will, to be a prostitute or to be a society of forward-thinking individuals that understand that if we legalized it, the illegal prostitution would diminish exponentially, but we choose not to do it because we consider it morally wrong. I think that's more morally wrong than to be with someone as a prostitute at your own will because you're imposing what you think is right and wrong on other people, and they are adults.
Consenting.
Consenting adults.
Consenting. That's like that's, and you know, someone also put there that this would never work. Women would never let this work. Women would never let this work. And I'll ask the women this. Real goddamn talk. Would you rather, like Sis said earlier, your man come home and you know your man was down at the brothel. You know he was. You know he on Friday nights he get his check. He go on down there. He get his little thing done and he come on home. Would you rather that? Or would you rather he's now in a full-fledged goddamn affair with Brenda, taking the money from home, making sure Brenda and her family is okay, treating Brenda and her family good? Or would you rather he just get his dick sucked 15 minutes on Friday? It's going to cost $50 because that's not something that you're into doing. It just gags you and it makes you fucking sick at the thought of sucking your man's dick. Which one would you prefer? Which one would you prefer? Because real talk, it's like I think that that does keep even couples together. Because you know what it is. If y'all gonna have that open and honest dialogue, you know what that is. You'll have women to say, I'm not into that. I don't do that. Well, goddamn it, down the brothel, they're into all of it. If you want to do that, it costs to do it, but we'll do it. They're into that. That doesn't mean that man or that woman is walking away, leaving home. It's just that that part of my sexual fantasy, you're not into that. And I am. So what do you then do? I'm sorry, what do you then do? Do you stop your marriage or do you go to the brothel?
Do you stop your marriage or do you go to the brothel? It's like, so again, when you from abortion to prostitution, when we start making laws that allow people to be who they are legally and will allow the people who are interested in being a part of that to entertain it legally, then the state of affairs in the world that we live in today, they begin to change immediately because all throughout history, it doesn't matter when they were throwing virgins in the volcano until right now, we all have this feeling of what we need to do to be moral and this, that, and the other, and we've always been directed by this alleged moral compass. And we overlook things like, but we getting ready to go to war and kill one another. But you fucked up because Johnny done went down and got his dick licked. Okay?
A sloppy toppy.
Now, listen. Come on now. We getting ready to go to war. Cats is blowing cats up at airports, hurting folks, shooting. Black Lives Matter, folks is getting hurt, protesting, kicking, but you mad, and you are saying, wait a minute, This is the new, they got comic relief, okay? You heard of comic relief?
Yeah, baby.
But now you can have the sexual relief that is available to you. And again, ain't nobody forced into doing it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ain't nobody forced into doing it. And there's someone in the room and they're saying, whatever you're not into sexually, your man should just understand it and deal with it. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, sugar, just a word to the wise. I'm going to tell you this. Whatever you're not into and he is, and you've told him just to deal with it, he is. And someone else is giving him what he's into. It means he loves you no less. But listen to what you just said. If I'm not into it, he just got to deal with it, and that's it. And in another post you put, I would beat the life out of his trick ass.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know who your man is, if you have one. I don't. But I feel a little like he's deprived in some ways.
Well, here's the thing. What is interesting
okay.
is...
Okay.
But what is interesting is for a person who would not want her man to mess with a prostitute, it's ironic that her language is much like a pimp.
Come on!
Because she gonna beat his trick ass!
That's
pimp talk!
Come on.
Now, I really think this is Leon, the pimp, trying to pretend that he a woman out there, and you just slipped up right there, man. You just gave it up because you just slipped out pimp talk. I would beat his trick ass. Come on, Leon, come out and tell him it's Big Pimpin' Leon from off the corners. Okay? Okay, damn. See, do Monique fulfill your every need? Let me explain something to you. Just for the record, you know there's sometimes, because folks out there be saying shit, and then they don't be living up to it. By her getting out up on stage and telling people, suck a dick, it'll save your life. Listen, what I want her to do is live long, okay? I want her to live long, and I make sure that she's going to live a long life, okay? So when you ask, is she fulfilling it? I'm not going to let her go up on motherfucking stage and say that shit to people and not come out and live the goddamn dream. This message is approved by Sydney Hicks. Amen now. Come on now. What the fuck is wrong with them? You want to ask another question now? Shit.
Okay, now let me tell y'all something. I got a lot of shit to work on. Okay.
But goddamn it.
That ain't
okay.
It.
Goddamn
now,
it.
I done heard all of
that ain't it.
I got a lot of challenge shit. I do. I got a lot of things working with me. But when I tell you, baby, that right there.
Wait a minute. Ed Nerdiction said, so you don't need a prostitute. Who's to say Monique ain't been that for me? Do you understand?
I'm a different gal right now.
Okay.
Daddy, I didn't want to bring it out. I didn't want to bring it out.
Listen, Tommy has brought new life into. Do you see the hair that Monique be wearing? The wigs, shit like that. And we make it happen. Do you understand? So what I'm trying to tell you at Nerdiction is this. Do you think I would allow her to say all this shit and then not come home and then act it out? Come on. Ain't nobody got time for this. Okay. Shit.
And the room says.
You know, right?
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Amen.
Yes.
Don't be scared to be a prostitute for your husband. Don't be scared to be a prostitute for your man.
And there, Dixie, if you say, so what if I say I could do it better, then your husband should be happy than a motherfucker if you can do it better than he should be happy as shit. And you should be happy too. Because listen, when you give, you should receive out this motherfucker. All right?
Okay,
that's all I'm saying. Ain't nobody
got time for this.
Okay, then.
We talking about it. Prostitution. Pussy selling.
Oh, Texas tea. Oh,
come on.
All right.
Texas taxes for dick licks. We talking about.
Wait a minute.
We got to talk about it. And please, okay, so right now we know in a lot of states in the United States of America, prostitution is not legal.
Mm-mm.
So by no means are we saying go out here and be a prostitute because
Mm-mm.
it is not legal.
Mm-mm.
But like my daddy was saying earlier, and he told me a long time ago, you don't have to sell no pussy because that's illegal.
It's illegal.
You sell you some pies.
You sell you the pies and the pussy is free.
Come on now.
Okay?
Chai
you let
pies.
Them know. Come on over. I'm selling this pie right here for $2.50, and with every pie comes some free pussy.
Come on.
For free.
You've done nothing wrong.
You've done nothing wrong.
You sat down, had a wonderful conversation
yes.
with a fine gentleman
yes.
over that piece of peach pie.
Awful.
And as y'all are talking, you look at him and say, is that peach pie good?
Is
he
good?
Says, why, yes, it is. And you say, is your belly full? He say, why, yes, it is. Mm. You say, would you like to lay down and rest yourself? He said, I sure would. Would you like if I laid beside you?
Mm.
He said, well, come on.
Mm.
You know what? When I lay down, I don't like to put on no clothes.
Mm.
And then he says, I don't want to. You want to take this pie back into the room.
Yes.
You've not sold no pussy.
Mm-mm.
You've only sold pie.
Mm-hmm.
But what you did was said, I want to lay down and give you the pussy.
I want to give you the pussy. As BDP said back in the day, they said, what is it? The money is free, but the crack costs money or something like that?
Ooh.
I said it wrong. But my point is, the pie BDP, Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One, I went back on you. I'm eclectic in this shit. Keep it real. Set trip, crip walk, okay? At the end of the day, what are we talking about?
Pies.
Pussy pie. So what I'm telling you is this. The pussy is free, okay? But the pie costs money.
And you got to pay up front for the pie. Ain't no goddamn.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to pay for later. After I eat the pie, I'm going to pay for the pie. No, sugar. You got to pay for the pie before you get the pie. Because we got to make sure the pie's covered. And for those of you who want to start baking pies, use the best ingredients. Don't use bullshit ingredients because then you can't charge top dollar for your pies. You got to use real butter. You got to use real cream. You got to use the brown eggs. You got to use that raw sugar. You got to use the good shit. Don't fuck around and use the bad butter.
Let
because
me tell
then they're going to rage you.
Wait a minute, baby.
Talk to them,
baby.
Daddy.
Now you fucking up their profit.
Well, okay, talk about
now
it.
Now you really got them out there baking hard. Take your ass down there and get you some Intimates pies. Them motherfuckers.
Daddy, we cannot connect Intimates with pussy sellers. We can't do it.
Let me tell you why.
We can't do it.
Baby, why you acting like it's about the pie? It's about the pussy.
Come on.
The pie's a ploy for the pussy.
Pies a ploy.
You forgot
for
the business model.
Pussy.
You done became a baker when you was supposed to be showing them game on how to sell that pussy.
I thought I was.
Oh, damn.
Baby, but this is what I'm saying.
Get it.
Would you, when you come to buy a pie, piece of pie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm making peach pie.
Right.
Now, over here on the left, this peach pie was made
mm-hmm.
with day-old flour.
Mm-hmm.
It was made with hard eggs.
Right.
It was made with lumpy crump sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It was made with the dollar store half and half.
Right.
And that's the pie on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but this peach pie on the right.
Oh.
This peach pie on the right, baby, Land O'Lakes non-salted
Uh-oh.
Butter is up in there.
Wait a minute.
I'm talking about the real cream, baby. I'm talking about when you put that half and half in there, you got to beat it till it gets thick.
Mm.
You got to beat it. And then you take them room temperature eggs. Do you hear what I'm saying to you, baby? And then you take that right good cake flour and you make that goddamn crust for the pie.
Goddamn
you
crust?
Want the pie on the right or the pie on the left?
Baby,
mm-hmm.
when you break it down like that, I'm going to take the pussy in the middle for free.
Come
baby.
On
That's what
now.
I'm going to do. You can motherfucking fuck that pie. Give me the pussy in the middle for free, goddammit. That's what I want, okay?
How?
All of that build-up shit. For the brothers out there, they saying, listen, Monique, we didn't come for the pie. We just bought the pie,
but,
so we wouldn't go to
I'm
jail.
I'm saying all that to say, though, I was trying to make a what's the word you use?
A motherfucking analogy?
Come on, because what I was saying was,
okay.
if you're going to sell the pies, make sure your pussy right, okay?
Is that what
make
we
sure
did?
You get a Brazilian
okay.
wax. Make sure your nails are done. Make sure your hair's nice. Make sure your teeth is clean.
Wait a
if
minute.
If you're
going
to sell $250 for a slice of pie and you're giving away that pussy, you got to make sure he want to keep coming back for the pie, because if the pussy ain't good, fuck the pies. You got to make sure you got good pussy if you want to get 250 a slice for your pies,
baby. You gonna give away all that? You gonna give away all this knowledge? You just dropping it like that. You dropping it like pussy preparation class 301. This is a high level course.
Pussy preparation.
This is pussy prep.
I'm gonna tell you why you got to have pussy prep.
Give it.
Because most of our mothers never had conversations about pussy prep.
Pussy prep?
You got to prep your pussies.
Tell it.
Because if not.
Hey, if it ain't no pussy prepping, that's a sign of half stepping. Go on now. Tell them. Tell them about this high level shit.
You got the pussy prep.
Pussy prep.
Pussy prepping.
Okay.
Is. If you don't get a Brazilian wax,
what?
You don't have to, because some people like, you know, some women and men like that. But make sure it's trimmed up. Make sure it's nice.
And clean.
Make sure, come on, and clean. And if you have a little pH balance, sit you in some peroxide before you get to making the pie.
Because
you got to soak the pussy in the peroxide.
Or so that way,
come on, apple cider vinegar. Come on now, this is pussy prep. And these are conversations our mamas didn't have. Now, tonight. For y'all that's listening and you saying, prep your pussy for your
prep
man.
It.
Prep it. Get yourself
it.
Together. So that way, if he wants some pie, he don't mind. Because, see, we be trying to be slick. We be dropping hints. We be like, you know, I saw that truck. See, we be dropping hints. You don't even know that you selling pussy to your husband. You know I saw that truck. And he's looking at you like you did. Yeah, and I really like that truck. He's like, all right, then. Well, come show daddy how much you like the truck.
Oh.
So what you get ready to do, you had to prep your pussy.
Because
now you want to get that truck. So when you go over to your daddy, you got to be able to show him, listen, I was working this thing out before I bought it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure I bake that pie good before it got to you. That's all we saying. Bake your pies good. Bake your pie all the way through. Don't let your pie get there and it ain't cooked all the way through. Then that's a problem.
And she just shares because she cares.
That's all.
That's all.
That's all,
we
daddy.
We share because we care.
That's all, baby. Prep That's it. All I'm saying. And I might not say it in the most tactful way, and I might not say it in the way that, goddammit,
well,
I might not
it
say
was
it in
tactful.
Those ways. But goddammit, I say it the way I know how to say it. Prep your goddamn pussies.
Prep it.
Now, that's all I'm going to say about it. Shit.
Prep it. If you don't trim it up, it's probably hemmed up, okay? Trim it. Don't hem it up,
That's
baby.
All I'm saying to you, baby.
Baby, that was lovely. I didn't even expect you to just go in like that and show them how to not only have
baby, empathy. Because nobody talked to me about prepping my pussy.
Yeah, we did. Yes,
I
we
mean,
did.
I know you did.
Okay.
You did.
Got to prep
but
it.
All
we did have a conversation about that Brazilian.
Yeah, we
long
did.
Long time ago.
Oh, yeah, but I was long time ago. I wasn't even, my mind couldn't wrap around
I
nobody doing
would.
That. Baby, no, Lord. No, Lord. But these are the conversations that I think that we need to have, and we're laughing, and we're having a great time. But I'm telling you right now, sisters, prep your pussies. Prep them. Prep them. Prep your pussies and your ass.
And somebody put up X-Clan, and this is protected by the red, the black, and the green with a key. Sissy. That's X-Clan. I'm sorry. That was just some
okay.
I just wanted them to know what I saw X-Clan, and that's what they used to say. I'm sorry. Now I'm back.
So this is where it went.
That's where it went, baby.
Okay, we were talking about it today. Prostitution, is it good, is it bad? And have you ever been a prostitute?
And didn't even know it.
Or did you know you were being it, but you couldn't say it out loud? Did you know when you had to feed them babies and you got that phone call at 12 o'clock at night? You know what it meant, and he know what it meant. Now, you might not bring no money, but you bringing groceries. You might not bring no groceries, but are you going to bring some milk? You might not bring no milk, but are you going to bring me some extra minutes for my cell phone? You got to bring something, you see?
Right. And there's also those that what he brought was the rubbers. And that was it. That was it. So when you talk about all of that, okay, that just means that she gave it away for free. And all he brought was his ass over to her house
because
she
it.
Had the rubbers, okay?
So you have provided, let's think about this, women. Let's think about this.
The pussy.
You've provided, what, daddy, we ain't even got to the pussy
okay,
yet.
Okay, but that.
You provided the lodging.
Okay.
That's it wasn't a hotel. He came to your home. You provided the meal that you went to the market and you purchased and you cooked it, that meal, right? You then provided the wine. You provided the candles. You provided the bedroom.
You provided the shower before you got to the bedroom. Now you got in the bedroom, and lo and behold, you pulled out the condoms. He put it on, and then you provided the pussy. Then somebody would say, what did he provide?
The dick.
Then you provided the lights.
He provided the dick. That's what he came with, and that's what you accepted. And hey, here's the thing. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that either.
Nothing.
However, it's just when you hear those individuals ridiculing the other individuals because they happen to walk away with something, how can you be mad when you walked away with nothing?
Nothing.
And if that's good for you, it's nothing wrong with that. But what we're saying is, which is why we call it Monique and Sydney's open relationship, because we want people to be open to it. To different perspectives. And what may work with you may not work for somebody else.
And I have to really work on, if it don't work for you, it's okay.
Yeah.
If it don't work for you, it's okay. If it does not work for you, it is okay. But the basis of this is, don't judge a hoe. Don't judge a hoe. That's her profession. She's not upset about that, nor is he or he. He or she. You know, they call it escorts. They give them really fancy names. And that makes it okay. But when you see a woman who rightfully says with, and she says it unapologetically, what do you do? And she go, I'm a hoe. I'd be like, well, bitch, I respect you. I respect it. I remember one time we were doing a Queens of Comedy. We were in Chicago. And it was a pimp there with some of his hoes. And when I tell you, I had so much respect for them women because they were all sharp, baby. Wasn't no downtrodden. We messed up. We said. They came up to me and was like, how you doing, Monique? I said, I'm doing good, baby. How you doing? One bitch said, how you rolling? Listen. I don't know what the fuck that means in pimp talk, bitch. I rolls with jokes, okay? That's how I'm rolling. Like, I don't know if they wanted to make me a part of the pussy clan or not.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
Could you imagine that?
You would definitely be the bottom bitch.
I would have to do it.
You would be the bottom bitch.
I would have to do it.
Telling other bitches to go on out there and get that pussy and then don't make me have to beat your trick ass now.
No, baby.
Yeah, you be like that woman talking earlier.
If me and you were ever pimps, you know what kind of pimps we would be? Remember Night Shift? Do anybody remember, it's one of my favorite actors. It was about these two men. They worked at the morgue.
Was one of those Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton, yes. And they became pimps. But they were these amazing pimps. They got medical policies for them. They got life insurance policies for them. And then they set it up so that they weren't taxing them like, you got to give me all your money. No, they were setting these women up so that when they retired, they were okay. They still got their money because it was a business. You know, Daddy, I think we could do it.
That would be some interesting shit just to be titled a pimp.
No, we wouldn't be called that.
What would we be? Well, that because that's what that shit is called. Pimping.
No, baby, we wouldn't be called that.
Oh, okay.
No, we would be. It would be the brothel.
The brothel.
Yes, and we would just run the brothel. Like, they don't call that man a pimp that run the cat house. Over in Nevada, they don't call him a pimp.
They don't?
No, I don't know what they call him.
Okay.
But, and when you watch that, them women, they're so okay with who they are. They so okay with that. Like, ain't nobody fucked up. Ain't nobody
That's
mad.
That's what they do. They accept it.
So, Daddy, what you say?
What I say is, each one teach one. That's what you was doing earlier. Okay.
Ow!
Each one teach
pussy
one.
Pussy prep.
How to pussy prep. Okay. And listen, if you can just touch one life in terms of pussy prep.
Come on.
All of this shit, this conversation today was worthwhile.
They said, Mo, we are going to sell these pies or what? Yes, baby. Sell those pies. Start off with three. Don't try to get too carried away with it. Cherry, lemon, and apple.
Make it simple. Get you them intimates. Call it a day. Hostess, if you will. Them little pies. It's all about the look. It ain't about the actual pie. She gonna fuck your overhead up. Making real good pies and shit. That's pussy time. You out here baking and making the pie. Go buy the pie and then have time to sell the pussy.
You know, your mother's going to listen to this show.
She's going to listen to it, and she going to realize that her son is wild. She already knew her son was wild. She just didn't know these thoughts was running through my mind. Now she know. My, I love you, but your DNA runs in me. So if I'm wild, you wild too, my. That's
oh, okay.
I would probably have to blame my daddy more so for being the wildest, though. But that's what it is, love.
We talked about it, babies. Prostitution.
Prostitution.
Is it good? Is it bad? Do you have an opinion about it? And there were some people that wanted to go into God. And just for those that did, I just wanted to let y'all know that Jesus' woman...
What you gonna say was a prostitute?
Well, they didn't call her that then. They called him a harlot. But a harlot back then was what?
Tell me, what is it?
It was a prostitute.
Oh, well, I'm just like, you know, just there was other things that were said that right? would make me say, when I believe it stated, she rubbed oils on his feet. And when she came up, he said, all your sins.
It's a different woman.
Is it a different woman?
It's a different woman.
My point, it don't matter who it was. I'm just saying that she rubbed Jesus' feet with oils. And when he came up, he said, all your sins was washed away. I'm just saying, if I was a betting man, that oil wasn't just rubbed on his feet now. And then you going to just wash away a brother's sin, a sister's sins for just rubbing your feet with oil. What do you do if you rub...
Sloppy tappy.
With all now, you are going to have everlasting life. It's what you going to have now. Come on.
Oh, prostitution. And what do you do if your daughter comes home at 23 years old?
Why is it 23 is the age?
Let's say at 21.
I'm just wondering why you
Because we
want
to keep it real legal. Like, I want to be close to 18 because that bitch just turned from 17. I want to keep it real legal. 23,
and she comes home, and she says, hey, I'm ready to become a call girl. What do you say?
Take your ass down to Red Light District and get them benefits. Get them goddamn benefits that the government got. Don't do it on your own. Go get them benefits.
What do we say, Daddy?
What would we say?
If our sons, and our kids, came and said, and they're grown... I want to get into prostitution.
What are you going to say? It's like, I mean, if are you hypothesizing under it being legal? Are you saying if it was legal? Or are you saying illegal? Because we're not going to encourage our children to do anything illegal. So if it was legal.
It's legal, babe.
It would be a level of, you a grown ass man. Now I'm going to come down to your job and beat you with the belt. Daddy gonna beat you with the belt.
Look, they said.
Daddy gonna be right. Tell him to bake a motherfucking pie. That's what we're gonna tell him. It's like, Daddy gonna beat you with the belt. You're gonna say, listen, you're an adult. You choose what it is that you wanna do with it with your life. That's just the reality. And when we as people begin to feel comfortable allowing people to do what it is, what they wanna do with their lives. Life changes for everybody, and you'll find that it'll be a lot of people being a lot more free. They may not be more prostitutes, they may be, but people will be open to be freer to do what it is that they want to do because people are reluctant to do what they want to do due to this thing called scrutiny from other people. So I would have to not tolerate it, but accept it.
Yes.
I just ran in place for those yes. who can't see me. It's like, you can't tolerate it. You just accept it.
And you know what, too? I'll tell you something. It just came on my heart. There are people that are disabled.
and has never had sex before for the simple fact that they're disabled and they can't move around or get around. And there was this show on, it was a while ago, where the parents had a disabled son and they got that baby a prostitute. Because they said, we want him to know what it feels like. We want him to experience what that is.
They traveled to Amsterdam.
They
would do that for him once a year and take him there. Now, God damn, you'd be like, once a motherfucking year, we can make it back here. A couple more times, Dad. But listen, good looking out, because there's a lot of dads that wouldn't take my ass to Amsterdam to get no coochie, okay?
And prostitution can also keep down domestic violence.
Oh, amen, man.
Yeah. Right. It's like it's shit that we don't. But when you see that it's working in other places and you see that things like that, when you say, what's the domestic violence like in Amsterdam? And they say little to none. What's the crime rate? Crime rate, little to none. And you start saying, well, why? Because they don't have the same pressures and stresses that we have or the same judgment calls. So you figure if you start lifting off some of them pressures, if you start taking it off, if a man or a woman could go and say, you know what, right now I'm frustrated with you. I know what this could lead to. Let me go on down here to the brothel, cool myself off. People would say, oh, God, you're saying it's okay to do that. But it's like, y'all, think about it. Think about that for a second. Prostitutes have a special place in the world. Do you hear me? Mary Magdalene is Jesus' woman. And what was Mary Magdalene?
I don't know. What was she?
A prostitute, Daddy.
Oh, okay.
Do you see?
I've just heard people dispute it.
If
some say yes.
Owen was good enough for Jesus.
Well, why not let it be good enough for you?
That's all we're saying is let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring.
That's all. That's all. That is all.
From every mountainside.
Come on now.
Let freedom ring.
They said she was a prostitute. Thank you, Delicious.
Thank you, at Delicious, before being our religious educator and confirmer.
And you know what, my babies, when y'all send us your comments and all on the Instagram at The Real Mo Worldwide, again, these are just our humble opinions. What we're saying is not law. What we're saying is not, oh, this is how it's got to be. It's simply our opinions, and it just opens us up to have the dialogue.
Yes, this is the reason why you could label us as weirdos. Call us that. Because we're open-minded enough to say that if you, by some chance, go down the road of what people consider abnormal, but that abnormality is your truth, you may find out truthfully that it's not abnormal at all. And we're saying we're open to appreciate people the way that they are, because so often we live around, we're married to, we're friends with, we're related to individuals that we have known who they were our whole lives, but never have known who they really were our whole lives, who they are. So it's like, be yourself, be comfortable with it. In the form of prostitution, in the form of your sexuality, in the form of whatever it is that you want to do. If you're not hurting someone by trying to be the best that you can be, whatever that is, then be it. And if there's going to be some people that say they think that it's wrong, that's just what it is. But be yourself.
And, you know, someone made a comment about, what about the transgender prostitute? That's even more of a reason why we should make it legal. Because then that baby doesn't have to worry about, when they say this is who I really am, now my life is in danger. So if it's something that we really considered and we made that legal, then everybody's protected. Everybody's safe. Now, you're still going to have those backlit spots. But if this country and this government said, how do we protect all of our people? All of our people, because prostitution is the oldest profession ever. It's not going anywhere. But how do we protect them? How do we protect all of our babies? How do we protect our junkies? How do we protect, like, how do we start thinking about, instead of scrutinizing and throwing away, how do we protect and invite in?
Because
Listen to this. I'm sorry, Daddy. Hypothetically, you're cool with letting Sydney get a prostitute if he wants to try something new. Did they hear us earlier?
No, they didn't.
I am the prostitute, bitch. I told you that.
Now what
now,
you want?
Now, if he wants to get one, God damn it, I dress his up. I stand out front of our house. And then he pull up in the car. And then he say, how you doing? And I say, I got them pies. And then we go on. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Come on,
okay.
Now.
Okay. You name it. What can it be? Okay.
Who could it
she
be?
She could be a Hindu from Harlem.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
We go Hindu.
A Asian from Shanghai.
Sagobao.
Okay. A prostitute from Pennsylvania. What's all that? Of those things. At the end of the day, that's right. It's called role playing. It's called having fun. So when you say, is she okay with me seeing a prostitute? I'm sitting next to my hoe. This is my hoe right here.
I am.
And what am I?
You my daddy.
No, but I'm also yours too. I be tricking for you too. You just don't beat me.
Don't
act like I don't trick you. I've been tricking out in the streets now.
I didn't want to say it out loud.
Okay, baby.
But I didn't want to say it out
when
loud.
When you slap me in the butt, you be like, I've been like, don't do it like that. Don't treat me like that now. I'm an older man. I can't take it in the face like that no more now.
Oh, baby.
Okay, then.
That's how you do it, y'all. That's how you do it.
Baby, you going to take us on home?
We're going to take it on home. We want to thank each and every one of y'all for staying in, sticking around, having fun. And most importantly, opening your mind up to just consider it to be another way. Not having to agree with it, not disagreeing, just considering another way. So we want to thank y'all babies for joining us today. And please tell a friend and tell another friend to always go to play.it and click on Monique and Sydney's open relationship. And let us know what you're thinking about the shows.
Yes.
And like my daddy always says, the mind is like a parachute.
It's no good unless it's open.
We love y'all.
For free.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.